celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord, which we could sort of put on the same, almost, it seems like you could put it on the same level as Christmas and Easter, being that our Lord actually did start his incarnation on this feast, and Mary became the Mother of God on this day, the Annunciation. We seem to celebrate the incarnation and divine maternity around Christmas time. And yet it actually happened on this day, the Annunciation, where God sent the angel Gabriel to announce this great news that she was to become the Mother of God, and that Jesus was the Son of God was to take flesh in her womb and begin our salvation in Our Lady, at Our Lady, with Our Lady. It's a very, very great Marian feast today, where the whole Holy Trinity is hovering over Our Lady and focusing on Our Lady, concentrating on Our Lady. This is like this, the fullness of time, the center of the world, the center of Christianity, the center of our salvation, the center of, sort of nuclear explosion, the ground zero, we can say, the epicenter of our salvation happening right centered in Our Lady. Our Lady is really that center, and our salvation goes forth from there, from Our Lady's womb for all time in Our Lady. So this, the Holy Trinity is really focusing and overshadowing and hovering over Our Lady, and it's how important Our Lady is in God's plan for our salvation. Mary becomes the Mother of God, Jesus becomes her Son, and by that fact, the Father has a special relationship with Mary. She's his daughter, firstborn daughter, and it's then a special relationship with the Holy Spirit. You might think of Our Lady as a sister of the Holy Spirit, a younger sister maybe, but it's certainly the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And so she has that relation, special relation now, almost a natural relationship with the Godhead, with the Holy Trinity. As St. Maximilian says, she's taken up in some mystical way into the Holy Trinity and has that special relationship with God. And we are taken up into her too. We are taken up into her, and as we are into Jesus, into the relationship with, as sons of God, as children of God, with Our Lady, with Jesus, this is a part of our salvation. And so this, our salvation begins here, and we are continuing to work out our salvation today with Our Lady. And we see our role as children of Mary, children of younger brothers of Jesus, and how we are to relate to God as well in this great feast. And we see also the virtues of Our Lady, her great humility. I am the handmaid of the Lord. We see her docility to the will of God. We see her obedience to God's will, and her charity, her immense love for God, God's love for her first, and then her corresponding love for God, and devoting her entire being to God, even from her Immaculate Conception, and even more now that she's the mother, becomes the Mother of God at her consent. And we repeat this as we pray the Angelus each day, and maybe three times a day as we do religious life, etc. We remember, recall, and this what God has done in Our Lady, what God has done for us through Our Lady. It's not just this is a special gift God takes to Himself in Our Lady, and gives Himself in a special gift to Mary, and He gives Our Lady and Jesus to us as a special gift to us. So we have Jesus, we have Our Lady throughout our life, and we're full of thankfulness and gratitude to God. And of course, we live out our life with Our Lady and with our Lord And asking Our Lady to help us to imitate her virtues, especially these virtues of humility, of love for God and obedience to God.